Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Chala, Perik, Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Oysa, Isosai, Kabe. This person breaks up his dough into portions of a kav apiece. So let's say he takes a dough, he divides it into two. One kav and another kav. Now the minimum shear for Chala is 1 1/4 kav, as explained. Okay, so it's not Mechuyim Chala. But what happened was, V'nagu Zeh B'Zeh, the two doughs that were a kav each, touched each other. So, if we consider this, that they're combined, you now have two kavim, and two kavim is the shir chala, 1 1/4 is the shir chala. Zakta Mishnah, peturim and chala, they're still pater and chala. The fact that they touch each other doesn't combine them into one dough. When would I say there is a chiyav chala? So the Mishnah says, it wouldn't be a mechuyav and chala ad she yeshoichu. Literally, yeshoichu means to bite. Bite? When the doughs connect so strongly that if you would want to rip them apart, one would rip out a piece of the other one, that's what we call a bite. So they're not just touching each other. You take a look at the batanur over here, atshi yeshoichu, she is dapku ze beze kolkach, they're so connected to each other, she imbola freedom, if you'd want to separate them, nitlash mizu lizu. It won't be a clean split. It would rip out a part of the other dough with it. So then we say now it's considered one dough. And if it's considered one dough, you do have the shir challah. Rabbi Eliezer says, Av haroideh v'noisin l'sal. If you bake two doughs, the size of a kav, and you take them out of the oven, and place them in a basket, the finished bread, you place it in a basket, hasal mitzarfan l'challah. The basket combines them to the chiyav of challah. Wait a second. Were you supposed to take off challah when it's a dough, before you bake it? And a chanami. You're supposed to take it off before you bake it. But you could also separate it once the dough is made into bread. If you were ever there when they bake matzahs, you may notice that by matzahs, we take off challah dafka after they bake it. They put it into one basket. And the reason is because with matzah, once you turn it into a dough, you want to get into the oven as quickly as possible. So although l'chadchila, your mafresh challah is a dough, but with matzah, because you want to bake it as quickly as possible, v'samech on the shita, take off challah after it's baked, and after it's put into one basket. The Paiskim also say it doesn't have to dafka be a basket. Even if you put it in one big piece of cloth or a towel and covered it with it, so it's on bottom and it's on top, even though it's open in the middle, but that would also connect them for the shir challah. There's a shaila if the matzais, or challahs for that matter, they're laying in the basket and have to touch each other. Well, that's a machlekes. L'chitchila, they should touch each other. Also, Shaila, if you put them all into the oven at the same time, does that connect them? Some say the oven does not. Some say only the oven that's connected to the ground doesn't. Again, you're learning Mishnayos, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, that should pave the way. One day, learning the Sugya, Me'ilin, and with all the Rishonim and the Achrayim.